James, do you want a mic stand, actually? Would that be easier for you?
Should be okay.
Yeah, you alright? Oh, it's good to see you guys.
Thank you.
And I did want to start out with that. So those recordings were 10 years ago. Is it roughly?
What recordings?
So I remember you and Joe calling yourselves the Chinese Brothers, and you guys did some rapping.
Yeah.
I'm really tempted to put those on the website.
No,
just give you the link. I'll put it on Dropbox. You guys can have a listen to it. But it was pretty good. I mean, you guys, you actually have written other songs, not
yes,
we have kind of things.
We have written other ones that were. I don't want to talk about the song.
James is like, Bert, how could you do this to me? Such a surprise.
It's fine. Jesus forgave me.
But will you forgive me?
We'll see.
James and I, we go way back. I think the first time we met was at a teen conference.
Yeah. 14 years ago?
14 years ago now. Yeah, 14 years ago. And we played basketball back then.
We did.
Yeah. I remember people kept telling me, yeah, you got to meet this James guy. He's really good at basketball, really good at basketball. And then I met you.
And they were right.
They were right. Since then, we proceeded to play quite a lot of basketball together.
We did.
But now it's more...
My back hurts.
Yeah. And
my back hurts a lot.
And I don't even go out and play anymore. We just kind of stand there. But you're really talented. You play basketball, you play guitar, you remix, you rap.
Yes,
And this picture is actually from your wedding. So this is... And Christina, you kind of did a bit of your own wedding dress and things like that.
Yeah.
So you're really creative. You do sewing and art and painting.
Yeah.
You guys have a really broad range of interests. Now, this your wedding. Where was this? I know because I was there.
Yes. For our wedding, we went on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean Sea, and it was kind of like we're just going to try and save money. So whoever wants to come, you can come, but you just pay for yourself. And then, and we weren't hopeful. We thought there'd be about 20 people. What ended up being about 70 of us, and our really close friends and family all joining us on the cruise ship. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, it was a really good time. I remember, and then we just go up and eat all the time.
Yes,
and
it's free food all the time.
We actually played at a basketball tournament on that ship.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
And
we won.
And we won.
Yeah.
Because you were that good.
Absolutely.
We basically just passed you the ball every time, and then we just ran away.
You were really good. You were really good.
Thank you for saying that. Represent my children are in the audience. It's all right. It's okay. And this is RJ. How old is RJ?
He's just. He's two.
Is he? Can we watch?
He's been really unwell. So.
Really unwell.
So
you want to go down?
Yeah. I'll take him.
Oh, I have a paper. Oh, Ken's not. That's okay. That means I can just harass James on my own now.
I'll have his yogurt.
Should we get out the PS4 then?
Yes, we should get the PS4.
Good. So, you and Christina, how long have you guys been married now? That's a long pause.
Not long enough. 4 years.
4 years.
Years. 4 years. 4 years.
Is that right? 4 years?
Maybe. 2010, yes.
2010 is when you got married. 4 years. But you guys have known each other for how long?
Since we were about 11. We dated when we were 12 and 13. Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then I split up with her when I was 13.
Jeez.
Really warm up here.
Should we just go back to playing Chinese Brothers?
Yeah, put the music on. We're done. Yeah, so, and then after that, we spent our teens away from each other. She really hated me. And then after that, it was kind of like a love-hate thing. And then at university, we went to the same university, and actually God really worked and brought us back together again, and we've been together since.
Wow. So in university, can I just ask a little bit, how did God bring you guys back together?
It was very strange. The summer before I went to university, I was just spending a bit of time with God, and I hadn't spoken to Christina for 4 or 5 years. And there was a an ID encounter retreat in the summer. Yeah. And then just some out of the blue, I don't really remember much, but I do remember calling Christina out of the blue and saying, hey, would you like to come to the conference? And her parents, or her dad wasn't a believer and didn't really like her going to conferences, but it was a miracle that at that time she was going through a really dark time herself. And so essentially her dad was happy for anything good to happen. So he said yes, and miraculously she said yes to me. To come into the retreat, and it starts from there, I guess.
Right,
and then we
right.
started to talk more from there.
And then you guys kind of got together, and
yep.
and now you've got a little child, and you're
yes.
happily married.
Yep.
And you're a teacher at yes. King Edward's
Aston.
Aston yep. at the moment. That's yep. actually the school you went to.
Yes,
right?
I went to school there myself, and then went to university and taught in another school, and then eventually
is it
got
okay?
A job there.
Is it weird going back to the school that you were at, but now you're a teacher?
Yes. Yeah.
Like when you go see your other. Colleagues,
yeah.
colleagues.
I'm
now.
Still scared of my colleagues.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I get told off every now and
then. Do they actually say, Mr. Ta- I guess yeah. they wouldn't call you. Do they call you?
No, no, they
James.
Just call me James right, right in front of the pupils. the first day I went back in, I went to the staff room. They all looked at me very strange, and they were about to kick me out. but it was strange. But yeah, because grammar school teachers, they don't leave. They stay there for 40, 50 years. So. Actually, I work with a lot of the teachers who taught me.
Right, right. I mean, you're in the grammar school. It's a pretty cushy kind of job.
Yes, yeah.
But saying that, actually, you've made a really big decision. It's been a while coming, but you made a really big decision this year about your future.
Yeah, Christina and I have just decided to actually leave our jobs and go into full-time ministry. And last week, I got accepted into LST, London School of Theology.
You're gonna be doing a master's.
To do a master's in theology there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's happening next year.
You actually told me this week that you turned in your resignation letter.
I gave in my notice on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for August. So
how did you feel about that?
I was very scared. I was actually very scared because all the way throughout both our lives, actually, we've kind of followed the right track essentially. That what Chinese parents want us to do. Get the grades, go to university, get a job. Family, kids, and everything, and this is essentially the first time we're doing something that they don't really agree with, which is hard because we're letting go of all the typical security that actually any family chases after.
Mm.
So for us, I handed in my notice on Friday, but actually the process of handing that in started in the summer, and the wrestling with God and saying, well, look, who's going to pay for this or that, or who's going to look after us then? It started a long time ago. And so I guess Friday was simply just the icing on the cake at the end.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess it's the whole journey, the whole process
yeah.
here. And we had a lot of conversations about even the decision and what that would kind of mean. I mean, can you just share a little bit insight? Like, how did you come to this point where...
The point where we came to decide to go into full-time ministry started with Christina, actually.
Yeah.
Since I've known her, she's had a huge heart for people, and more specifically, the heart was for the people who we used to know, the second generation Chinese, the BBCs, who have drifted away, who have gone, and it started from there. But actually, it's actually a heart for just broken people in general,
yeah.
and it started with her really, and actually she felt the conviction to go into ministry first,
yeah.
Actually, for a long time, she didn't tell me about it because, of course, just of the obvious fears and about going. So she actually spent a lot of time really fighting it herself
yeah.
and wrestling with God. But eventually, in the summer, it came to a point where basically she felt as though she couldn't hide it anymore. So
yeah.
she wanted to talk to me about it, and of course, I agreed that we're on this earth for a temporary amount of time. Actually, and whatever we do here has an eternal significance.
Yeah.
And we decided, well, why not just fully commit our lives to living for eternity,
yeah.
Essentially. And we agreed, and we spoke to you and others who kind of encouraged us and affirmed us. And so therefore, we started the journey. And even then, we hadn't quite decided.
Yeah,
It was like, well, we don't need to decide this so soon. But as we just kept thinking and thinking... Yeah. The main thing as being Chinese was finances. For us,
yeah.
it was like, well, we've been earning money for ourselves.
Yeah, it's like suddenly you're taking away all your safety net of your jobs and your security and
yeah.
and I mean, you think about your kids and your mortgage. I mean, but you still felt like there's faith to do this. Like, where does that faith come from?
For me, it came down to one question. It was whether I believed in God. Because I was thinking about, oh, will God provide for us next year or the year after? Will he do this for me or that for me? And it came down to, do I actually believe that? Because if I don't believe that he'll come through for me and I believe this is what he wants me to do, I might as well just not come to church now. So it was a real, it was an all or nothing thing. If I do believe in him, then it starts from today. If I don't, it stops from today.
And you felt that real strong conviction in your heart to kind of wrestle with it that way. So now you're planning to start LST in September. Is that right?
Yes.
And at the moment, you're just going to rely on your savings. I mean, how much does Bible college cost nowadays? Is it a one-year course?
One-year course, it costs £7,000.
Okay, right.
For the tuition fees.
Yeah, and then of course all then your life and
everything. Yes, and yeah.
Now when we think about Christmas time and we think about, you know, all this, well, we think of Jesus coming down to earth and stuff like that. I mean, do you ever feel like this is kind of your gift to God?
Yeah, I think when we think about Christmas, we think about a father who loved us so much that he gave his only son for us. Mm. For me, it was the same that how do I respond to that?
Yeah.
Someone has given me essentially their life and has enabled me to live. Yeah. Then what do I do with that life? How do I respond to that gift? And I guess in return, it is to give my life back.
Yeah. That's really, it's really inspiring, really encouraging. I think that's always a struggle for us, isn't it? Trying to think about the measure of our life and what that means, and then actually seeing someone be willing to take that step of faith is a real challenge, real encouragement. Yeah, and this is a whole family thing, right? So
yes.
RJ and Christine, you guys are all
yeah, in. I think having RJ has complicated things in our own heads.
Yeah.
And it was, of course, it complicates things anyway. But it was, we have a responsibility now. How do we look after RJ? He's our responsibility. And then again, it came to that question. Is it us providing for RJ or is it God?
Yeah.
And if it is God, then we can still do this and it'll still be okay. But I think, and when you say it's a big leap of faith, and actually my head said that as well, because he's a Christian. When I gave him the notice, he was like, I admire the leap of faith that you're taking.
Yeah.
I think in my eyes, it's not been a big leap. It's just been very, very small steps of surrendering at each stage.
Mm.
Okay, today I'm going to surrender this, and then next. And eventually, I've been broken down to a point where I know that it's not me that's providing for my family anymore.
Yeah, I can definitely see that, because in all our conversations, it was wrestling with this one issue, and then next thing you would tell me is like, you know what, actually, I can give that up to God. And then it'd be the next thing, it'd be another thing. It's just one thing after another. And before you know it, you're like, well, I have no problem in stepping completely into this. Yeah. It sounds amazing, though. It's actually like you're saying, well, I'm learning to trust God with everything, my finances, my family, my future, my child.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It is. And because as a father, it's the main thing on my mind, actually, how to look after my family, and it's just that constant conversation with God about, do I really believe what I believe in? I mean, we sing the songs in church, and this was something that I realized as I was thinking about this, and I was leading worship, and I was singing songs like, we're giving everything up to God, but am I actually really, really doing it? Because that song actually, That song describes me really giving up my all. Am I actually doing it, or am I holding a lot of things back? Because if those of you know me, I'm not a risk taker. In fact, I'm very opposite. I'm the safest control freak. I have everything planned. And
true, very true, yeah.
And so for me to even get to this stage of letting go has been a real challenge for me.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Well, you know, I mean, here at the church, we obviously, you know, we love you. I'm definitely going to be looking after you your whole time. And of course, we'll try to see raising support for you, and also ideally we'd like to hire him in the future, right? I mean, that would be pretty good. So we'll see about that, but we'll definitely keep that in prayer. James, it's been really great just having you chat with us, and also having Christine and RJ there. He's reaching out to you now, saying, I see you. Are you planning on having any more kids? You guys are like, first wrapping up the interview. I just thought I'd just drop that bomb out there. I thought of the Chinese brothers. That's why I thought that legacy can't die.
Yes, Christina is planning on having more kids.
See, Junie, apparently, she's been talking.
Yes, we are. I think that's because the other thing is we really wanted to go into Bible college together. to actually go and study together and take the step of faith together. And because we are going into the ministry as a family. But there's the idea that maybe RJ is nearing the age where he's getting a little bit easier, supposedly.
as evidenced by his sitting here quietly.
So we are thinking, I mean, we love children. Yeah. We love children. Actually, something else, the second thing that's been on Christina's heart a lot is actually adopting.
Yeah.
And it's something that we've been really thinking about. At the moment, of course, now that I've quit my job, I'm not sure I'll be qualified to adopt just yet. Yeah. So we are considering, and if God, I mean, children are a blessing. As much as they tire us out, it's a miracle that they're here, actually. And if God allows, we'd hope to maybe have a child next year or the year after.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, I think even just talking about adoption, I think that's a really great thing, a really powerful thing, especially with so many of the children who are left aside or dropped out. I think that's really wonderful to be thinking about. James, do you mind if I just pray for you?
No problem.
Would that be great? You guys join me in just praying for James. Father, I just really thank you for James and just for the way that you've been leading him step by step, Father God. And we know that this is what for us who are only hearing about the journey now, it seems like a giant leap of faith. But God, you are provider. Lord, so I pray that you continue to cover over his family with all your blessings, that you continue to strengthen him, Lord, that you continue to encourage them. I pray that you provide for them because you are our provider. You are the one who gives. You're the one who has already blessed us so far. And so we look to you, God, and we're just so inspired that in the same way that you gave your life for us, Lord, it should inspire us to give our life for you. So we thank you and lift up your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks a lot, James.